God will do you good in this mountain. I said, the Lord shall do you good in this mountain. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have heard about the preparation of the heart. It belongs to man. God will not prepare your heart for you. But one thing about God is that he's always ready. Praise the Lord. He's always ready. Hallelujah. He's always ready. You can take anything you want to take from him. He's always ready. And there is nothing you can take from him to exhaust him. Hallelujah. Actually, he wants you to take so big from him. Now, part of that preparation is your expectation. Because it's only what you expect that you can get. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that the expectation of the righteous shall be granted. So in this mountain, what is your expectation? What are you looking up to God for? What do you want to have? What do you want God to do in this mountain in your life, in your ministry, in your family, in your marriage, in your business, in your career? Because he's ready. He has called for this meeting. And he said, he has not called the sons of Jacob to serve him in vain. God is not a user of men. God is not a user of men. He blesses men. He blesses men. So he has not called you for nothing. He has called you to bless you. So in 1 minute, what do you expect in this meeting? What do you expect in this meeting? Without expectation, there is nothing to grant. What are you looking up to God for? In 1 minute, talk to God now. Say, Father, in this meeting, this is what I want. Now, you will say something that when it happens, you will know. Something very clear. Something very specific. Something very identifiable. That when it happens, you will know. Lord, in this mountain, this is my expectation. This is what I'm looking up to you for. This is what I want. Keto katelerus kitaya. Basiata ka ateya. I am the Lord. Is there anything too hard for me? Keto ka elatosia. Ke abadetia kata. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Les copra in katelerus kata. Brandis kate karadika akateya. Le Rusia, Kila Ruska, Le Prandoska, Tele Ruska, In Krandosia, Taka. He said, as you have spoken to my hearing, so shall I do for you. As you have spoken to my hearing, so shall I do for you. As you have spoken to my hearing, so shall I do for you. What are you saying that God is hearing? Le Kotaka Eka Tele Rus. It is to you according to your faith. And your faith is what you are saying. What are you saying to God this morning? In this beginning of this meeting. In this beginning of this meeting. What are you saying to God? Your faith is what you are saying. Your faith is what you are saying. And he said, as you have spoken to my hearing, so shall I do unto you. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. We give you all the glory again, Lord. We thank you. We are grateful to you. In this moment, precious Holy Spirit, take over. The Lord said, when you come, you will teach us all things. And you have come. Teach us now, Holy Spirit. We learn at your feet, dear Lord. Our helper, our comforter, our teacher. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take over this moment. Grant us insight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can we do something for the Lord? Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your seat. Glory to God. I want to appreciate God for this privilege and God's servant in the house for the opportunity to bring God's word to us. I'm trusting God that somebody's life will turn 360 degrees in the name of Jesus Christ. A change that will be so practical for to you will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I'll be talking on to be carnally minded. To be carnally minded. Now, this topic, when I saw it, you know, I became so passionate about it because for me, this is one of the most dangerous verses in the scripture. This is one of the most dangerous verses in the scripture. You find it in Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. Can we see that? Romans 8, 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. And remember, this Romans was written to believers, not to unbelievers. Am I correct? Romans was written to believers at Rome. And he's telling them here, you are born again, but to be carnally minded is death. So, when you become carnal, when you become carnally minded, you have moved from the realm of life onto the realm of death. Even though you are born again. So it's dangerous. And so every time I see myself trying to begin to walk in that realm of calculation and the physical, I shout, to be carnally minded is death. I run away from it, from there. Because the Bible said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So the righteous becomes helpless when the foundation is out of place. So it's very clear, to be carnally minded is death. Now, and being carnal minded is not committing sin. He didn't say to commit sin is death. He said to be carnally minded is death. And death means death. Everything begins to die around you. Now, and you are praying to God, you are fasting to God, you are. But things are dying. Because to be carnally minded is death. And what is being carnally minded? What is to be carnally minded? It is very simple. It is looking at things, looking at the physical circumstances to make decisions. It is making decisions, making judgment on the basis of things happening around you. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 5. This Romans 8, verse 5. Let's go back to verse 5. I refuse to be carnally minded. I refuse to be carnally minded. Say, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Now, the flesh here is talking about our physical senses. The sense of sight, what you can see, what you can feel, what you can touch, what you can taste. That's the flesh there. So those who live in the realm of senses, they die. But those who live in the realm of the spirit, mean making decisions, making judgment from the Spirit, from instructions from the Spirit. And we know that Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirits and they are life. So making decisions based on the word. So to be spiritually minded is to be minded in your decisions on the basis of the word of God. Making decisions by the word of God and allowing God's word to guide you in your decision making, in your judgment about things concerning your life and things around you. Praise God. Praise God. So, we don't look at things physically as we make our decisions. You know, God told Joshua, he said, I have given you Jericho. Go in and possess it. And Jericho was wall right round about. And the wall was so big that even if the wall collapses to the other side, it forms another wall. Because you could have three chariots moving on top of the fence, on top of the wall. Three chariots, meaning you could comfortably have three vehicles parked on the wall. And soldiers were stationed right around the wall, guarding the city. And God told Joshua, go in and take the city, for I have given it to you. Now, looking at the city of Jericho, the way it is, you will never be able to step into it. Hallelujah. Before you could come close, the soldiers on top of the wall will pick you. And God told Joshua, you are not going to shoot, you are not going to fight, you are not going to hit the wall, you are going to walk around the wall once every day. On the seventh day, you walk around it seven times and blow the trumpet and the wall will be sunk. Now, if you are to judge conquering Jericho on the basis of the physical wall around Jericho and its defense and security around Jericho, Joshua will not be able to dare. But he refused to make decisions in respect to attacking Jericho on the basis of the physical surroundings of Jericho. He made the decision on the basis of the word spoken to him. I have given to you Jericho. Because the one who has spoken is well able to do. And Joshua stepped out and walked around with the, you know, soldiers and men of Israel. Walked around the wall once every day. On the seventh day, they walked around it seven times. And then they blew the trumpet and the wall of Jericho sank into the wall, into the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Joshua did not consider the physical appearances of Jericho. He considered what God said to him. Hallelujah. And the same thing was told to us about Abraham. He said, Abraham considered not his body, which was already dead, but in faith, was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Because he judged God. He was persuaded that God is able even to raise the son back from death, from where he got him in the first place. So Abraham did not consider his body physically, because the body was already there. So to consider the body, it would have been impossible for him to give birth to a child. So he considered not his body. So to be carnally minded is to consider the physical situations and circumstances around you. And Paul said to Timothy, consider these things and your profiting shall appear unto all men. What is he going to consider? Not the things happening around Timothy, but the thing that Paul has spoken to him. The word that has come to him. Say, consider these things. Consider what you are hearing. Consider what God has said. And your profiting shall appear unto all men. So when you face challenge in your life, what do you consider? In solving issues around your life, what do you consider? Hallelujah. Now in 2 Corinthians verse chapter 4, let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 16. Paul gave us an insight, very wonderful insight, about how to handle the things of this. He said, "For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish," in other words, our outward man, our physical man, is faced with challenges, daring circumstances, issues. He said, "Yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Now, the outward man, what you are seeing, what you are feeling, what you are perceiving around you, contrary to what God has said, challenges are outward. Challenges are, Paul said, we are pressed down, faced with all kinds of challenges, but we refuse to be discouraged. But our inward man is renewed day by day. How? By the word. In other words, apart from what is happening around you, you are saying God's word to yourself in the midst of what is happening around you. And what will happen? He said in the next verse, 17, our inward man is renewed day by day. Yes. For our light affliction, that is the challenges I'm talking about. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light afflictions. Now, the challenges we are faced with, the Bible calls it light afflictions. The troubles, the issues of this life, the wahalas, the fuel prices, the hiking of food prices, and all of that. He said it's a light affliction. And it's for a moment. A moment. A twinkle of an eye. A moment. Can you say the challenges are for a moment? The troubles are for a moment. And while it is happening, something else is happening. It is working out. You know, the Bible said all things work together for your good. So as these things are happening, something else is happening. What is happening? It is working out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The next verse. How does it happen? How does it happen? Why we look not at the things which are seen. Why we look not at the things which are seen. So if these things happening will work out for you an exceeding and eternal weight of glory, it must be that you are not looking at them. Because the moment you begin to look at them, it will not work out for you that way. You will remain there. For to be carnally minded is death. But spiritually minded is life and peace. Friends, the only way to walk on top of the challenges of this life is to be spiritually minded. The only way to have peace and life in this midst of catastrophe, this economic woes, these challenges, pulling men down, the only way is to be spiritually minded. Looking at what God has said, like Peter, when he said to him, "Come," and the man stepped out of boat and stepped on top of water and was walking on water. And as long as his eyes, his mind were set on that word, "Come," he was walking on water until he began to consider the things happening around. For to be carnally minded is death. The moment he moved from the spiritually minded to carnally minded, he began to sink, he began to go down. Even in the presence of Jesus Christ, even in the presence of the Lord Jesus, Peter began to sink. For to be carnally minded is death. Say, why we look not? Say, I will look not. I refuse to look at the things I'm seeing. But are the things which are not seen. Which things are not seen? The world is not seen. Are you getting it now? Hallelujah. But are the things which are not seen. Because the things which are seen are temporal. Are temporal. You know what it means? is passing away. You know, the Bible will always say, and it came to pass. The things that are happening around you, the challenge, the matters, he said, it came to pass. So it will pass. Because it is temporal. It is not permanent. It's not eternal. It is for a moment. It is for a moment. It is for a moment. He said the light affliction, which is for a moment. That challenge is for a moment. It didn't come to stay. But when you begin to set your eyes on that challenge, you have given it power to stay. He said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I have given to you. So if what your eyes are seeing is the challenge around, you have given it power to stay. Because the things which are seen are temporal. They are not permanent. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The things that are not seen, the word of God in your mouth is eternal. The word of God in your mouth is eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what happened in Garden of Eden? You know, sometimes we think and Abraham and Adam just ate the fruit. Some say it's apple, some say it's mango, I don't know. But you think it's just about eating the thing. No, sir. What happened was that the principle upon which the foundation is built was destroyed. The fundamental principle of life that God set in motion for man was upturned and everything collapsed. What was that principle? To live by his word. Eat everything. Don't eat this one. So if he had continued to live by that word, he would have one day eaten the tree of life in the midst of the garden. Because unto the tree of life there was no law. And which would have brought humanity to perfection. But by stepping out of that word of God, the foundation was upturned. And until today, the moment you step out of that law of life, you begin to walk in the law of death. Everything begins to die. I refuse to be carnally minded. I refuse to be carnally minded. I refuse to be carnally minded. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what am I supposed to do? Now, the Bible says something in Proverbs, said, a man's belly shall be satisfied by the increase of his lips. A man's belly shall be satisfied by the increase of his lips. Meaning that a man's stomach, a man's life, a man's belly is not to be satisfied by the things he's doing, but by the increase of his lips. Now, have you seen people who earn so much in life and they live a hard life? They earn so much, fat salary, yet they live, and there are people who earn less, yet they live well. Because a man's life is to be satisfied by the increase of his lips. Hallelujah. So, how do I live in life and peace? Very simple. Now, the word of God has given us a word for every area of life. There is always God's word covering every area of life. There is always a word of God concerning every issue. And God has said something about everything in life because the word of God is complete. Hallelujah. Now, what do I do in the midst of the trying time that we are in? I am to set my eyes on the things that God has said. I am to set my eyes on the world that God has saved. You know, I always say it. Thank God. I'm a practicing lawyer. Thank God. I have my office. Thank God. And I have a few things like real estate and all of it. Thank God. But I have no confidence in any of those things around me. Are you catching what I'm saying? My confidence to say that my tomorrow will be better than my today is what God has said in his word. Not because I'm doing well in practice. No, sir. For he said, for we henceforth we know no man after the flesh. We consider nothing after the flesh anymore. Because by the arm of flesh shall no man prevail. There is no victory in the flesh. Victory is in the spirit. For the flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. So to live your life by reasoning in the flesh, your salary, your friends, your family, a background, people around you, those you know, those you don't know, is to live in debt. Set your eyes on him like David. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, who alone is all sufficient. So I built my life to concentrate on God's word in the midst of the challenges of life. In the midst of the trials of life, I concentrate, I consider the word. What has God said? For to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be carnally minded, to consider things in the flesh, is death. I shall not die. I say, you shall not die. Beginning from today, I'll live by the word of God. And Jesus said, this kind of man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This kind of man, this born again man, this spirit-filled man, is to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. I'll live by the word of God. I'll live by the word of God. I live by the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, Job said there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Meaning, the instruction of God give that spirit man understanding. There is a spirit in man. Now, that spirit in man is what gets born again at new birth. When a man is born again, his spirit is born anew. And that spirit that is born again is in union with the Holy Ghost. In union with God. Hallelujah. And that spirit knows everything about your life. He gets instruction from the Holy Ghost. So he gives you counsel on every area of life. And that's where the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Can we see that scripture? 1 Corinthians 2, 11. Say, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God that is in him. Praise the Lord. So, there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of God giving him understanding. Now, that spirit is saying, no man knoweth the things concerning you. You don't even know the things about you. But there is a spirit in you that knoweth the things that concerns you. Are you getting it now? There's a spirit. Say, for what man knoweth the things of a man? No, save the spirit of a man which is in him. So you don't know the things about you, but there's a spirit in you that knows things about you. Even so, no man knoweth the things of God except the spirit of God. And that spirit of God searcheth the deep things of God. And when he searches out the deep things of God, he communicates to that spirit. And he said, we have not received the spirit that is from this world, but the spirit that is from God, that we might know. Go to the next verse, 12, please. The next verse. Hallelujah. I'm walking by the word. I'm walking by the spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. There are things that belong to us. There are things that are freely given to us. But how can we know these things? Not in the flesh. Not by the senses. Because these things are not communicated to the senses. For natural man cannot receive these things, because they are spiritually designed. So, I know there is a spirit in me. I know there's a spirit in me. And that spirit communicates with the Holy Ghost. And he knows everything about my life. So I also listen to that spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Imagine Jesus walk through what is that name of that river called? Where you have that man who was lame, Bethsaida. He walked to that place and encountered there were a lot of invalids in that place. He walked up to one man and dealt with his case and walked out. Now, that is not the character of Jesus, as we know, revealed in the scriptures for us. His character would be to heal everybody. But this man was full of the Spirit. He said, as I hear my Father speak, I speak. As I see my Father do, I do. So I don't do anything on my own except what I receive. So it was by instruction of the Spirit to go and deal with the case of that man. And then he finished dealing with the case and he walked out. Praise the Lord. There's a spirit in you. Now that spirit, when you train yourself in the word of God, meditating in God's word, studying God's word, and praying in the spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, communicating in the Holy Ghost, you are enlightened, you are strengthening that spirit. You are alerting that spirit. That's when you are increasing the sensitivity of that spirit. And you are also increasing your ability to communicate with that spirit, to the point you begin to hear the voice of that spirit talk to you. Hallelujah. Friends, that spirit knows everything concerning your life. And it can communicate to you the things that God has packaged for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The essence of it is that so that you don't walk in difficulty in this life. There is a dimension of life where you walk in what we call press button dimension, where you know what to do at a time in every issue and situation about your life. So you are not considering the things happening around you. You are considering what the word has said and what you receive from your spirit. Praise God. So now, in the midst of challenges, what do? Sometimes I sit down. I speak in tongues. I begin to speak words. I walk by the word of God. I live by the Spirit of God. I am not ordinary. I am a man of the Spirit. For he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. And he that is born of flesh is flesh. I am born of the Spirit. I'm a man of the Spirit. I live in the realm of the Spirit. I understand the spiritual dimensions of life. I communicate with Spirit. The Holy Ghost lives inside of me. I hear the voice of the Spirit telling me, this is the way to go. This is what to do. This is what to do. This is what to do. The counselor lives inside of me. I am counseled by the Holy Ghost. I don't make mistakes in life. I don't go to the wrong places in life. The counselor is working in me. He counsels me. The wisdom of God is working in me. I see the good things of life. In the name of Jesus, I'm sitting and I'm talking this. Irrespective of the problems and challenges and difficulties my outward man is faced with, I am not looking at those things. Because if I look at those things, The Bible said, I will abide in debt. So I refuse. The house rent is expiring. And the landlord is threatening. I will throw you out. I refuse to look at it. I sit down, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. All my needs are met. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to my salary. Not according to my bank account. Not according to my family background. Not according to my friends. But according to his riches in glory. In the name of Jesus, no embarrassment around my life. For it is written, whosoever believeth in him shall never be put to shame. I believe in Jesus. I shall never see shame. To be thrown out a house is shameful. It's shameful. But the scripture says, whosoever believeth in him shall not be put to shame. I can't see shame. In the name of Jesus, there is money around me. I have money to pay my rent. I have money to take care of these truths about my life. I do not lack money. In the name of Jesus, I have dominion on earth. I walk in dominion. In the name of Jesus, I say this until the Holy Ghost takes over. I speak in tongues. I march over the whole situation. And suddenly, boldness comes in. Boldness comes into my heart. Boldness comes into my mind. And I begin to speak. Rent you are paid. What did the scripture tell us? He said, as their children, be ye imitators of your father. Now, how does our father live? We saw it in Genesis. After he created all things wonderful, suddenly the enemy came and messed up things. When our father appeared, he didn't start crying. Oh, Satan, I know you. You have done this again. Satan, you again. What have I done to you? Why me? He didn't say that. He came and he saw the whole thing. He began to stir up the spirit. And suddenly the Bible said, and the spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. And God began to say, let there be light. What is happening is putting solution. Is putting correction. Is ayakata kata kata. Somebody, your life is taking a new turn. In the name of Jesus Christ, things are changing around you. Things are changing around you. Things are changing around you. In the name of Jesus, God said, let this be this way. Let this be this way. Let this be this way. And as he spoke, it is done. As he spoke, it is done. I want to tell you something. When your spirit is stirred up, when anointing comes upon you and you begin to speak words, it is God speaking. It is God speaking. At that particular time, the word of God in your mouth is God talking. The word of God in your mouth is God talking. I can't be stranded in life. I can't be frustrated in life. Never. My Lord was never frustrated. Jesus was never stranded. I can't be stranded, for as he is, so am I in this world. In the fullness of the Spirit, in the fullness of power, in the fullness of glory, as he is, so am I in this world. I refuse to consider what I'm seeing. I refuse. I set my eyes on the word of God. For he has said that I may boldly say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I refuse to lack anything. I refuse. He makes me lie down on the green pastures. He leads me in a path of sea waters. He restored my soul. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Sometimes I can get into trouble. Sometimes I walk in. I refuse to be afraid. I shall not fear. Why? Because the Lord is with me. He's my Catalerosia. The Lord is with me. And if God be for me, what can be against me? If God be with me, what can be impossible around my life? Nothing. The Lord is with me. So when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear. He has set a table before me. I love this. I love this. He has set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The enemies are all around me, but the Lord has set a table before me. Are you catching what I'm saying? I am eating and dining. They are gnashing their teeth because I am above, they are beneath. I am big, they are small. I am rich, they are poor. They that are incensed against me, the Bible says, they shall become as nothing. What do you consider? What do you consider? Beginning from today, I consider God's word. I consider God's word. Sometimes you write these things out. You write these things out. Write them out. Write what to say. Write what to say. You write them out. And then you sit down and you are looking at these things you have written. And you begin to talk them. You begin to say them. Refusing to say any other thing. Say those things. As you begin to speak those things, and you continue to speak those things, suddenly the Holy Ghost comes upon you and your word becomes the word of God and it begins to happen. Father, thank you. I meditate in the word of God. I speak the word of God. I listen to my spirit. I speak the word of the spirit. And I live in glory and life. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. It is not about God will do it. God has done it. What can I do with what God has done? I pull the word of God in my mouth. And I say it the way God is saying it. And I will seek it the way God is seeing it. That shall be your portion from now on. That shall be your portion from now on. In this HSM, it's remaining 5 days. We are on day one now. Write these things down. When you get into your room, this anointing that comes upon you, don't take it for granted. When you retire to your rooms, pull these things down. This is not, we are a mountain. You don't come to mountain to sleep. You come to mountain to do something. We are here for spiritual activity. So that when we live here, the balance of this year is guaranteed. The balance of this year becomes a walkover. And so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Now, put these things down. As you go back, open your mouth wide and begin to talk these things. Begin to speak to these things. Begin to speak to these things. I say something to you. For some of you, before the end of this program, things will begin to happen. You will see them. I said, things will begin to happen. You will see it. I said, you have testimonies. You shall talk about these things. For it shall turn unto you for a testimony. It shall turn unto you for a testimony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. There is no sickness that comes with you to this place that is going to live with you from this place. I said, there is no challenge that I have come to this mountain with that is living this mountain with you. All those challenges are being dropped here now. You will drop them in this mountain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That confusion in your life is dropping here now. I said, that confusion that has kept you stagnated is dropping here now. I said, it's dropping here now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands and worship.